By design, the human nature is a floater. If you do not learn to lock some divine moments down, it might be difficult to call up any originality or innovativity out of your existence. So scripture says, redeem the time. Pages and pages of books have gone unwritten, just like people upon people have gone unpaged. Your name must be written in the book of life. Anybody that cannot keep a memory may not be able to attain a spirituality. For every good thing can be interpreted as just another good thing. It is easy to forget God's faithfulness if you were not looking forward to it. I have been old, I have been young, I cannot remember the righteous forsaken. That means to me like a long, that seems to me like a long history kept by somebody noticing or taking notes. The amazing thing is this: Jesus died for us all, and I have to look into the characteristics of the believers. Somehow we have been able to make something out of someone who is long dead, or isn't he? Your memory is doing a lot to jot God's memory in eternity. Those that forsake the Lord shall be forsaken. Those that forget the Lord will be written in dust. To those who won't retain the Lord, I don't think they deserve to accept the Lord, nor his promises of eternal life. The only sort of responsibility of godliness is to get the ignorant to know, not convince the stubborn. There is no way you will be pleased to live eternally with someone who you do not know enough to love him, and vice versa. If God cannot convince you here and now by making a point on your memory, you will not be convinced to put him on your memory enough to expect to see him in light on the other side. A book of remembrance was opened on behalf of those who honored the Lord, or a book of honor was opened on behalf of those who remembered the Lord. How do I get this memory chip? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, teaching us to number our days with records, so as to attain a heart of wisdom for records. When you have records of God, recent and old, you can play back his goodness and loving kindness, even his judgments, to give you a groove for the future endeavors, a musical background to dance to in hard times. The heart of the wise is a place of mourning, while a fool's heart is a loose heart. It won't hold water, talk less of memories. It parties continuously. The reason I write down is that I want God to be able to book me in life, the same way I expect to be in his own book of life. Here is a topic, there I will be. Here is imaginary, there I am now. Here is believed to be real, there I am believed to be saved. Our understanding needs to be clear of each other, our doubts erased, our facts engraved, our motives cleared out, our instructions understood, our hardships communicated. By his stripes I am healed, by my scripts he is understood. When we don't know what to do as Christians, we should start to do things on our Christianity. As far as God is concerned, the righteousness you have borrowed, the one you will have, will be earned. Anyone who does not see this point will run out of Christian statement. We were saved by grace for grace, saved by his righteousness to carry out righteous acts. God is a current. Worldliness is a current too. Both are powerful. The choice is yours. The reason I write down is not because writing things are always deep or always new. Written things are always deep or always new. But I want to mark my book of the Lord with my testimony, my personal approvals. Ministries are started on memories. This is not necessarily necessary if you are willing to always keep the memories alive in your life by your lifestyle. Once I have spoken, twice I have heard. You could have heard him better, spoken of him better, if you waited to hear what you heard once, twice. The righteous wait for God to be God. The wise try to work things out. The simple are unexpecting and unprotected. The fool says there is no point pondering. The world quakes at these facts. Righteousness allows God to live in our world in credit. Our righteousness will allow us live in his new world by credibility. God is indifferent about so many things going on earth. He only hearkens to the righteous to see that they are not forsaken or left helpless.